Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is Firearms Monday on Monday, the 8th day of November. The prepper tip of the day is to get your Arctic work clothes, boots, hats, gloves now while you can. Go shopping where the ranchers, the carpenters, the outdoor men get their equipment. Don't go to REI. Their outdoor gear is meant for casual recreational use. It will not stand up to the hard work outside. It's not meant to, and it won't. It'll let you down when you need it the most. All right. It says Firearms Monday. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. That's 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, you were a little bit under the weather last week, and you're back with us and all full of vinegar and ready to go. Just finished 4 days of training. Tell us how the training went the last 4 days, sir.
Well, it was fantastic. You know, we were blessed with amazing weather, 62 to 70 degrees, sunny. And we had our Advanced 1 class this week, this past week, and we had a precision reloading class. We had some private instruction going on, so there was a lot going on at the Freedom Center, and what a blessing these Advanced 1 students were. I mean, they came in determined, focused. The effort level was second to none, and when I'm working with the basic students, at the end of a long 4 or 5 day stretch, I'm actually at the point where I feel like I need my battery recharged. I need some time off. But working with the advanced students, I actually feel more ready to go today than I did on Friday. There's just something energizing about seeing skilled men operate as a team and coordinate and deal with threats and just the whole flow of that. And it's really a great thing to witness or even to be a part of. And these guys did a fantastic job this particular weekend. I mean, really the cream of the crop.
Well, that's good to hear. And tell us about upcoming training that people could participate in, sir.
Well, we have a long-range class this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So this Saturday and Sunday, if you have a minute of angle reticle in your scope and you have a bipod and you have a gun that'll shoot under a minute of angle and you have boat tail ammo, 160 rounds, all of the same lot, give me a call. We can put you in this course. We've got two slots still open, or maybe one. But give me a buzz, and we'll see if we can get you in this class on Saturday or Sunday. It's 2 days, 10 hours a day, and it will revolutionize your ability to shoot at long range. I will promise you that.
Well, for you ladies and gentlemen who think, well, I don't need that, I'm going to give you a brief summary of my own bio and what I learned. I've taken that class twice. When I first took the class, I went in there having been using rifles for half a century. I shot expert in U.S. Army with the M16, marksman with the M14 under very bad conditions. I have shot long-range rifle competition. I'm an NRA-certified firearms instructor with four certifications. Now, with that as a background, walking in the door, by noon, the first day, I found out I did not know how to hold a rifle. I did not know how to shoot a rifle. I did not know how to clean a rifle. I did not even know how to put it in the safe properly. Now, that said, by noon the next day, I was hitting moving targets at 600 yards and stationary targets at 800 yards because of the skills that I learned there. Now, I did not have the correct scope. I had the wrong one, so I changed it out and came back, and I took the class again. Only it's been about, I guess, 5 or 6 weeks ago. And by the second day there, I was cleaning the targets. When I say cleaning them, I was hitting all the targets in succession, including 1,000-yard targets at 12 inches in diameter. Mm-hmm. And I give full credit to Sam Andrews and his excellent instruction, teaching me what I needed to know to build the confidence I need to hit a 12-inch diameter target 10 football fields away. You know, Sam, the first time I walked out into the range, I'd seen photographs of the range for several years, but the first time I walked out into the firing range and I looked down there at that 1,000-yard line, I thought, oh my, that is really far. Seeing a photograph is one thing, but actually standing there and looking downrange, that's a whole different thing altogether, isn't it?
If you've never been to a 1,000-yard rifle range, let's say you've gone to a range that maybe has 100-yard, 200-yard, 300-yard targets, and you come out to the Freedom Center, you know, we cut the range. We had to cut trees down because that whole terrain that we wanted to use that had the ideal shape that we were looking for, that terrain was all wooded. And myself, Bo Allenstein, a buddy of mine, Brad, who had his own construction company, the three of us sat on high lifts 963s for the better part of 6 weeks to clear 21 acres of trees. And it's a long way down there. And when you line both sides with trees, you know, you're only 250 feet wide, but 1,000-yard long. That sort of lane that you create makes it look even longer. I mean, it does look like a long, and what's really interesting is when you go down to the 1,000-yard target and you're painting a target and you take a moment and enjoy the day, you turn around and you look back at the firing line and you see the cover of the firing line, you think, oh my gosh, that looks even longer than it does looking from the firing line to the target. It's the optical illusion of it. It really does look like it's way out there.
That's because it is.
Well, I hope, you know, right now we call the 1,000-yard range at the Freedom Center, we call it the big range. And we call the 110-yard range that's completely encircled in 15 feet of berm, we call that the Coliseum, per my instructor's request. And but I hope one day that we will call the Coliseum what it is, and we'll call the big range the middle range, and we'll have a 2-mile range to shoot at some point. That's my hope for the Freedom Center.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have quick access to a 1,000-yard range and you want to build your skills, here's what you do. Take a piece of bright colored paper, it could be red or orange, and cut a square, 1/2 inch square, 1/2 inch by 1/2 inch. Tape it to a piece of white paper and put it down at 100 yards. Make that your target. Now, I've done this, and I hit it pretty much 9 out of 10 times, but none of my buddies even want to try shooting at it. But seriously, if you want to build your, what's the old saying, aim small, miss small?
Yes.
And that's really what, I mean, that was in the film, The Patriot, and it's been around the gun culture forever. The Patriot was a movie that took place during the Revolutionary War in the 1770s. Aim small, miss small. And developing these, there's a lot you can do at home, but in the absence of the training you get at the Freedom Center, you're going to keep repeating the same mistakes that you learned from your grandfather or your dad or your brother, whoever taught you initially.
That is so true.
You need the training. You really need the training.
It's actually, John, it's easier to teach someone to shoot at 1,000 yards that's never shot a gun before.
I agree.
Because the deer hunters and the guys grew up where their father or their grandfather or their uncle taught them, or they were in the military and they had basic training. They ingrain all of these bad habits in you that do not, I repeat, do not produce consistent barrel harmonics. And accurate rifles have free-floated barrels. Free-floated barrels vibrate in the vertical direction. In what we call, as an engineer, we call that a third mode vibration. And that third mode vibration changes the launch angle of the bullet. Now, if you don't get the barrel to vibrate the same way every time, you're going to get the bullet releasing with the muzzle pointed up or down or somewhere in between, and your vertical dispersion at 1,000 yards is going to be 20 to 30 inches. That's no bueno, not good. And so what we do is we tune ammo to barrels, and we tune ammo to the way a particular person holds his gun. And when you learn to hold the gun consistently, you get consistent barrel harmonics. Now you can shoot a group at 1,000 yards with 1 inch or 2 inches of vertical dispersion, and it becomes a much simpler process to make a good wind call and shoot a small group at 1,000 yards. And that's how it works.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that is exactly how it works. And we got open lines. If you got a question or comment, this is Farmers Monday. Any question or comment regarding rifles, pistols, training, optics, ammunition, legislation, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, we're rapidly winding down the year here. It'll be 2020 in less than 8 weeks. 2022, excuse me, in less than 8 weeks. You probably are starting to plan the training calendar for 2022, aren't you, sir?
Well, we generally start up the training in late March. It'll be late March or early April. So we've got what we've got left on the calendar this year because of the holidays coming up. We've got a long-range class this weekend. That'll be the last long-range class for the Freedom Center in 2021. And then we have a ladies-only four-day course, the basic course, the fundamental course. If you've had no firearms training whatsoever, we have one more ladies-only class. And that class is going to be, let me check the calendar so I get this right, December 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So it's 4 days. You get 2 days of handgun training and 2 days of training with the rifle. And ladies, I cannot tell you how important it is to get this basic training, to make this the beginning of your firearms training. It will change your confidence level. It will change how fast and proficient and accurate you are. You will know how to clean your gun properly. You will know what the parts of the gun are. Instead of that pistol or that rifle being a black box that you're not sure of what's inside of it, you will understand every part and everything in that pistol and what it does and how it works. And you'll understand it clearly, and you'll understand how to take it apart and put it back together. And that will help your confidence enormously when it comes to handling the weapon, to being safe with the weapon, and to feeling secure and confident that you can defend yourself.
Well, ladies, I hope you're paying attention. You've had quite a few female students, haven't you?
Oh, we've had hundreds of female students. We've had 9-year-old girls. We've had 11-year-old girls. We've had 16 and 18-year-old girls. I think just last week, the week or two ago, we had a 19-year-old gal in our class. Her father and mother have both trained here, and they brought her down to train. And she's a fantastic shooter, does a great job. And you don't have to be big and strong to handle a rifle or a pistol. You do have to have the right technique. When you have the right technique, you don't need strength. And that's the key thing to understand. A lot of women say, well, guns feel heavy to me. Well, yeah, they feel heavy to me too. But when you handle them with the right technique, you don't feel the weight.
I like to tell the story. I was at the Vietnamese National Police pistol range where I was stationed in the Mekong Delta in Vietnam. And I met a beautiful day, and this South Vietnamese officer shows up with his wife. She was probably about 4'11", 5 feet tall, maybe weighed 90, 95 pounds. And she handled a full-size 1911 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol like a pro. I mean, she just nailed that target round after round after round. And I was so proud to see her be able to do that. And she was obviously motivated. She most likely had some children. Almost all Vietnamese families do. And she wanted to make sure that she and her children would be safe. And her husband gave her good training. And she was nailing those targets with that full-size pistol that even most men are intimidated by the 1911, at least initially, aren't they, sir?
Well, yeah, it's kind of amazing because when you watch these American and South Korean, Asian three-gun competitors, these gals, first off, they're beautiful. They're beautiful human beings. They're beautiful athletes. They're beautiful personalities. They're kind. They're humble. They're sweet. They're caring about the people around them. They have immaculate safety discipline with their pistols. I mean, they're just tremendous gals. But you watch these three-gun gals, Jesse Abbott, Tori, just look them up on YouTube. There's a whole host of them that are amazing. Jerry Michlick's daughter, Lena, is outstanding with her firearms. These gals will shoot rings around 99.5% of the men in this world. They are remarkable. And none of these are big gals. They're not 5'10" WNBA women basketball players, you know, that are super athletes. These are young, old, middle-aged, slender gals with tremendous knowledge and skill.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Thank you. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it when subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment that EMP Shield sells at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. We have Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, I presume you have a group order of thermal imaging taking place as we speak, don't you, sir?
We do. We have a group order. We're probably going to place that order, I want to say, the 19th of November. We've got five or six checks that we're waiting on in the mail. And, you know, it used to be a guy could send us a check, and in two or three days, we'd have it in the mail. But for some reason now, when you send a check registered, which is the only way you should ever send certified funds, do not send them FedEx or UPS. If you're sending certified funds, always send it registered mail, not certified, registered mail. That way, anyone who ever has to sign, touches that check, has to sign for it. So if that check disappears, somebody in the Postal Service is going to jail. And that's the way to handle that. And that way you don't ever have to worry about being out money that you're transporting some other place. Of course, the other secure way to do it is to wire the money. But you may not want those electronic transactions on the internet, and we understand that. So we do accept certified funds for thermal site purchases.
Right. Well, when I shipped classified documents in the U.S. military intelligence, I shipped them registered mail. And that's how valuable things get shipped and have been done so for decades, haven't they?
Yes, sir. Absolutely correct.
Yep. There's some things the Postal Service screws up pretty bad, but registered mail has maintained its integrity, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, and it would be interesting. It would be interesting if we do continue to allow mail-in voting in this country, which I hope we don't. If you can't get off your butt and get to a polling place, you know, if you can't prioritize that in your life, when you know years ahead of time what day the election's going to be on, if you can't organize your life in that, if you don't care enough about this country to do that and show up in person and be counted, I don't really care if you vote or not. I'm not interested in your opinion about this country or our leaders anyway. That's just my opinion. There's other people that say, oh, well, my grandma, she's not very mobile. And, well, go pick her up. Take her to the polls.
There is absentee ballots, which is another safe and secure way to vote. It's not the same as a mail-in ballot. There are safeguards in absentee ballots that do make them safe, aren't there?
Well, there's two big problems in this country right now. And the first is we have no ability to have elections with integrity. The gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, the Democrat, literally got caught trying to steal the election about 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, on Wednesday morning. And he got caught, and all of a sudden it got shut down, and then he decides to concede the election, basically to conceal the fraud attempt. Now, the guy in New Jersey that won by supposedly 0.2%, 21,000 votes, he was behind all night, and it was the typical Democrat S show where the votes come sliding in and are found long after all the votes should have been counted. And so we have this huge problem in this country where we can't hold a fair and honest election. That needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed now. It needs to be fixed before November 2022. I'm telling you, the Democrats are going to steal that election just like they did the last one. Now, the second problem is we're not holding people in government accountable to the law. How many people realize Congress is exempt from the COVID mandates? How many people realize there are FBI agents, this is the laughable part, the little tyrant order takers, the FBI, they're suing the federal government because they don't want to take the shot. Thousands of FBI agents are suing the federal government because the tyranny they've been enforcing has been visited upon them. Let that be a lesson to you, folks. If you don't stand up to tyranny of your neighbor, sooner or later it's going to find its way to your doorstep.
Absolutely. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Really proud and happy to be doing more private consultations, helping people gain the clarity, gain the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have new updates on the COVID panels. The more important ones are in yellow or red highlighter. This is the crisis of the ages. It really is. The COVID matter. And I hope you'll pay attention and educate yourself so you can help others to not get the COVID clot shots. Last but not least, we'll be getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders this week. It's been a challenge. My friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, has the same issues Ford Motor Company does, getting his hands on the computer chips. It's been a challenge, but we're meeting the challenge. Details at my website where you can place your order for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. So check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad is 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone, if you want to order a thermal vision scope, if you want to sign up for some training, maybe have a custom rifle built, 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, we've been adding a new segment here, and that would be talking about equipment every Firearms Monday. What direction on equipment do you want to go this time, sir?
Well, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about bipods this week.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of options out there. There's bipods. There's two legs that flip down. They have little springs on them, and they flip down, and you can use them to support the front of your rifle. I like bipods. I use them all the time. They work extremely well. There's this thing called a monopod that people stick on the back of their rifle in lieu of a sandbag. I don't like those at all. They screw up the barrel harmonics. They don't give you good control of your vertical dispersion. I do not recommend a monopod on the rear of the rifle. Now, when it comes to bipods, there's a couple things you need to know. You want something that's not super heavy. You want something that is adjustable in length. You want something that swivels so you can pan left and right and shoot moving targets without the sights jumping and being erratic. And you need something that swivels in the direction of canting the rifle left and right. So if you have to throw down in a fight or in a hunting situation and shoot quickly, you can straighten the rifle and level the crosshairs quickly. Now, my favorite setup for that is a Harris bipod. And they make something called an S model bipod. And that allows you to swivel and remove the cant. But you have to buy an extra piece. And Harris makes a really nice adjustable tension swivel that allows you to pan left and right. And you can attach the standard S model bipod to that. Now, another option is you have the option for these notched legs. There's 1-inch notches. I hate those things. They just frustrate the living daylights out of me. Get one of the bipods that has a friction lock on it. So if you need to be, instead of being at this 1-inch notch or that 1-inch notch, you'll find often that this notch puts you too high and this notch puts you too low. If you get the friction locks, you can set the legs wherever you want it, whatever length you want it in adjustment, in as fine an increment as you want. Tighten it down and you're good to go. And I really like the friction lock legs, and I like the swivel, and I like the panning adapter that goes on to the rifle. And it just allows you to seamlessly operate the rifle from a sitting or a prone position supported. And it makes shooting and acquiring a stable position so much easier and so convenient.
Well, that's great. And do you offer the Harris bipods and related things for sale at Freedom Center?
We do sell the Harris bipods at the Freedom Center. As a matter of fact, I sold one this weekend to a guy. We sell a number of the Harris bipods and attachments for them. And the other thing is there's two nuts that thread on in the Harris bipod assembly. And the only issue, I've been using Harris bipods for 40 years. The only issue I've had, if you shoot a lot with a heavy recoiling rifle, those nuts can actually work their way loose over time. So what I always do on my bipods, when I get a brand new bipod, is I very carefully remove that nut, spin it back 2 or 3 threads, and then I put Loctite, blue Loctite on it so I can service the bipod if I have to. And then I tighten that back down and let it dry for 24 hours. And then I don't have any issues at all.
Blue Loctite, that's the one that allows you to take it apart as opposed to the red Loctite, which locks it up almost permanently, doesn't it?
Yeah, so there's temperature gradients that the Loctites work at. So the 242 is the blue Loctite. And if you warm that up over 180, 200 degrees, it's going to soften up and you can just remove the fastener. where the red Loctite is much more permanent, you have to heat that over 400 degrees to get it to let go of its bond. And so there's various grades of Loctite that you use for various applications. There's about five different grades that are commonly used. So know which Loctite product you're putting on which fastener so that you use the right one.
Absolutely. Well, I hope people will pay heed. I don't even know how many Harris Biprods I've got, several. And they've always served me well. It's a good quality product, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And when I go into the mountains, I generally have a short, let's say 9 to 13 inch Harris bipod facing my trigger hand folded backwards, and then I have a sitting length bipod facing forward. So I have two swivel studs on the forearm of my long range sniper weapon systems, and the reason is because when you get in terrain, more often than not, I'd say 75% of the time, the prone length bipod is too short to allow you to see the target. And so don't be afraid to invest in a sitting length bipod and come to the Freedom Center and learn how to use it. We'll teach you a sitting position you can make 1,000-yard shots with, no problem at all. And I think you've seen me demonstrate that on occasion, John.
I have.
You don't have to be prone to be accurate at long range. And in fact, when our special forces are in hides, more often than not, they're shooting from a sitting position, from a supported sitting position. And that's an important skill to have in your toolbox.
It is very important. The ability to lay down in a prone position and shoot is something that doesn't happen that much in real life, does it?
Not as often as I wished it had happened, but, you know, it's one of those things that until you get out and start shooting in a variety of terrain, you realize, well, I don't get to use this prone bipod near as much as I'd like to. I'm using this sitting one most of the time, and that's typically what happens. If you're flexible and athletic, I have a great sitting position where you wind up sticking your elbow on the instep of your boot while you're sitting almost Indian style. And if you know what to do with your elbows, your arms, and your left hand, you can literally hold a half minute of angle better than that, steady, from the sitting position, and you're maybe 18 to 22 inches off the ground. So it gives you a lot more clearance in terrain if you need to take a long shot. Just, it's worth learning to do. It's just worth taking the time, taking that 20 minutes to learn the skill, and then occasionally practicing it when you're at the range.
Well, it always comes down to practice, doesn't it, sir?
Boy, you're not kidding. We had a great time this weekend. You could tell of the students in the advanced class, the ones that were recently training or recently practicing, and then the guys that hadn't really practiced a whole lot in the last few months. And that really shows. So, John, we opened the class. It was kind of fun because, you know, when you come to a basic class, we don't know who you are, right? You've got to sign a hold harmless agreement. You've got to come into the classroom, tell us your blood type, give us your emergency contact information. You know, then we go over the safety rules and we get all of that basic stuff out of the way so we can start learning about firearms. Okay. And in the advanced classes, it's totally different. So the guys come in and we're like, okay, go to the firing line. And they're like, oh, we're not going in the classroom? No, you're not going in the classroom. We're here to shoot. We're here to learn. Go to the firing line.
That's right.
And so we opened, John, this weekend with basically a half-mile course where the advanced students were running, shooting, and moving. And so that brings us to the firearms tip of the week. These guys that would easily make 90% or greater hits from various positions at these distances were running them from position of cover to position of cover and having them take shots. First go round, they were batting about .100. Which brings me to my firearms tip of the week.
Okay.
You have to practice with your heart rate up. You cannot just sit down at a bench and shoot your rifle or your handgun and admire your pretty group and call that training. If you don't practice with your heart rate up, you're not going to be able to perform in a stressful environment. And of course, as we worked on this during the weekend, shooting, moving, communicating, which is what the advanced one class is all about, of course, the hits rose to over 80%, 85%, right? But the initial shock of trying to get steady with your heart beating and you trying to get air in your lungs and all of that stuff, if you've never worked on that and learned how to time your breathing and that whole thing is introduced to you, it's quite a shock to your system. And you know, of course, our instructors in the Advanced One course, I mean, we're running our butts off. Because in the initial phase, it's one-on-one. An instructor takes a student, and we go on that half-mile sprint, right? And we're right there with the student. So we're running faster than they are most of the time. We're like, come on, keep up, stay ahead of me. You know, we're pushing them. And so, like, I might get four students. Well, a student has to run one time. The instructor has to run that course four times. So that ought to tell you what kind of shape our instructors are in.
Well, they're in excellent condition, and I've worked with these guys. They're smart. They're tough. They're in great condition. And, there's no substitute for the training at Freedom Center. There simply isn't, is there?
No, there's nothing like it anywhere in the world. There's nowhere you can go and train to this level as a civilian. And I'm very proud of that, and I'm proud of the men that work with the Freedom Center. We have consultants and guest instructors and permanent instructors, and the quality of the instruction here is second to none. I'll put my guys up against anyone in the world, anywhere, anytime. And their communication skills, their ability to read a student and respond to what that student needs and to help them improve is better than anything that I've ever seen. And, you know, I've trained at over 20 different firearm schools in my career. I mean, I've trained at Small Arms Training Academy, Surefire Academy, Gunsight, Thunder Ranch. I've been Fort Polk, Fort Bragg, Coronado. I mean, you name it, I've been there and trained with some of the best firearms people in the world. And one of the blessings of having gone from to so many schools, from school to school to school to school, years ago, was I got to pick and choose the best of what every school offered. And I've tried to incorporate that into the Freedom Center's training. But what really sets us apart is our standards. So the Freedom Center has a mission. That mission is to transfer the skills necessary to preserve freedom in the United States. Each class has a mission. And then our instructors each have a personal mission. And so when we first started designing curriculum for the students, our instructors would discuss back and forth the details, and I know we're about to jump into a break here, but after the break, if you're interested, I'll explain to you how that process, how I led the evolution of that process to where we are today, because it's an interesting story, and it's a lesson in how having a goal, having the right goal matters, you know, having the right target matters, and when you set the right standards and you set the right mission and the right goals, the process evolves and consistently improves in relation to that mission and that goal. And that's just the nature of human beings who seek self-improvement and they seek improvement for their students as well.
Well, having an open mind, seeking self-improvement is key to making this happen, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, and we transfer that concept in the very first class, is that you're responsible to seek self-improvement. That's something you should be doing. And when you get to the Advanced One class, like we have this weekend, you go from, okay, you're responsible for your gun, to you're responsible for a two-gun system, to you're responsible for your kit, to you're responsible for your teammates. So it evolves.
It does evolve. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-Herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Oh, Mark, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews. Sam, our caller here is Rich in Missouri. Good morning, Rich.
I wanted to ask a question about bipod usage, and I've been toying with a method that was new to me, preloading some pressure on the front legs of a bipod. And this is in regards to an AR-308 type free float barrel. And I'll just put it to the, I'll just leave it there. Sam, do you believe in preloading pressure on the front legs of a bipod?
Not the ideal situation. And so, you know, when I make a statement like that, somebody that's a preload bipod fan will say, well, Sam, how do you know you're right? Okay, and that's a great question to ask. I always encourage people, never take what someone says to you as gospel truth. Always be willing to ask the question, well, how do you know that? Or why do you think that? Tell me how you learned that. Okay, so back in my life as a young man, we did a bunch of experiments on barrel harmonics. And so when I get into arguments with these guys about this, I ask them a question. I say, well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever placed an accelerometer on the end of a barrel, hooked it to an oscilloscope, and mapped what happens when you preload the bipod versus when you let it float rearward with the recoil of the weapon system? And they look at me and go, oh, what's an accelerometer? And see, that's when we get down to the truth, right? So what you're telling me is that you heard something from somebody and you're parroting that, and you tried it and it didn't work horrible, so you accepted it as truth. So when, from a scientific standpoint, when you actually want to test the, like the question that you just asked, hey, should we be preloading the bipod? Because when I was a young guy and I went to sniper school, I had a Mark 11 Mod Zero, right? And I had this beautiful 308 weapon system, semi-auto. And I got out in the desert, Paulden, Arizona, where we were training. And I was preloading the bipod. And I shot some really flat groups laying in the sand, in the soft sand of the desert out there, at 1,140 yards with a brand new bullet called a 175 Match King. One of the things I was tasked to do was to test the new Sierra 175. They hadn't released it to the public, and we wanted to see how far it shot supersonic. Well, at 4,100 feet above sea level, it was supersonic past 1,100 yards. So it was a neat bullet. We were all excited about it. But I shot this really nice group with incredible lack of vertical dispersion by preloading the bipod. And so I instantly became this huge preload the bipod fan. Then I get into a different area of the training center where I'm on a concrete pad, and something different happened. I'll tell you about it after the break.
Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.